This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're going to start with the Healdsburg Wine Country Half Marathon. It's Saturday, October 27th. And you run through the heart of Sonoma County's beautiful Dry Creek Valley. It's gorgeous. Healdsburg is one of my favorite places. I think it's so gorgeous. And you get to run through it. Or you get to just go to the after party. You know, whichever you prefer. You do have to train if you're going to do a marathon or a half marathon. How long will it take you to train for this half marathon you've agreed to?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I could, if I had to, I could go run one right now.
You could?
Well, I wouldn't win it, but I mean, yeah, I could finish it.
You'd make it?
Yeah.
Would you walk most of it?
No. I wouldn't run it fast. I'd probably could probably do it in like 10-minute miles or 10-15 miles.
Fast. You're so fast.
No, that's not fast.
It's really fast.
That is slow.
I run about 18-minute miles, yeah.
Well, that's not really running.
I run.
That's kind of walking.
No, that's running. This is me running. I run all the time.
Oh, all right. Well, that's not bad.
Is that power walking?
Yeah, that's,
whatever. I'm actually, you know, because sometimes I try to walk really fast. I actually find walking fast harder than just going.
Anyway, the point is I will definitely practice and work my way up, but I don't have any intention of trying to do.
You're not going
to
win.
A speed run.
Or even keep up with your girlfriend.
Not even going to try.
Right. She's very swift.
She's fast and she's into it. The people love doing these races.
Sure.
Love it.
Yeah.
They love the whole thing. They like the night before. They like to get their little number.
Mm.
They like to lay out their gear.
Mm.
And then the gathering in the morning before as everyone talks, you know, chat.
Sure. Oh, the excitement.
It's chilly. Right. What are you going to wear? You going to wear gloves? You going to wear your earmuffs or?
Oh.
Whatever.
Well, you start with that, and then as soon as you get
whatever. But that's a thing. People love it, and that's cool. I will enjoy it, but it's not my deal.
She's going to be great in a zombie apocalypse. That is one thing you really need to be able to do is sort of sustained running. You need to be able to, you know, get the hell out of there.
You're joking, but I actually, one of the reasons I run is that I do feel like you should have some
stamina.
Level of cardio in you in case something happens. Whatever. You got to run from somebody.
Sure.
You just
need to get somewhere quickly and all the cars have died. I don't know. Maybe an EMP
whatever.
Went off. Don't ask me. I don't know what happened. You know? Suddenly everything's dead and I got to run. I really worry that my kids are not going to be able to run.
They're grown-ups. Mm. My kid can't run. She's 1 month old.
Yeah, no. I think he'd just give up. He'd be like, just leave me, Mom. Leave me. Just leave me.
Not only is she only 1 month and can't walk, her feet fold backward.
Oh.
It's the weirdest. Not backward. They fold up to her shins.
Oh, they're up. Well, is that just from in utero?
I think it's from in utero, but it's so weird. Her feet collapse into her shin, and you go, like, try that. You can't do that.
No, you can't.
That's
they only
not...
go up so far.
Ah. And she can do it with, like, while you're changing her. Her feet just collapse into her shin. Oh. Poop smell and collapsing feet. Ah.
Changing so it's a crazy alien. So you got to get a picture of that. We're gonna need to see. We're gonna need to see the feet folding in on the shins. That's
anyway. Have a great run, everyone.
Oh yeah. So the Healdsburg Wine Country Half Marathon. God, we just can't stop talking. We'll take caller number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. You get 2 free registrations for the Healdsburg Wine Country Half Marathon, including a souvenir wine glass, entry to the post race wine and music festival. That sounds fun. A finisher's medal that doubles as a bottle opener and a finisher's t-shirt. So call now. You get to talk to Hooman, too, you lucky dog. 800-400-3697. So Childish Gambino is not going to be playing here tonight or tomorrow night. It looks like the Oakland and San Jose concerts have both been postponed. I'm sorry, he was going to play October 2nd in San Jose. When is October 2nd?
Well, today's the 27th.
So 28th.
Monday? Sunday.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I think. Is it 30 days
now
in September?
Do. It's Tuesday, yes.
Okay. So that is not happening. Just forget it. If you have the tickets, hang on to them. They're going to reschedule them. Let's see. December 11th is the Oracle Arena show, and December 12th at the SAP Center. So hopefully that works with your schedule, because that's when those things are happening. December's a busy month. It's hard to reschedule.
For people in general?
In general. Mm. There's always so much. It's like end of the year. It doesn't feel like your calendar backloads. Like as you get close to the end of the year, it just gets, oh my God.
You shove all the events in.
Well, you hit like October 15th and that's just a slide into the new year.
Yeah.
Even
just
trying after another.
I'm trying to set up a dinner with some friends of ours and we're now like 2 months out. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I can do this Saturday. No, I got this happen. And then it's just.
And then you're like, the new year?
I know. Should we just talk again in 2019?
Well, it's going to go fast. It's not like you won't. You'll be there in a blink. Mm. Don't worry about it.
Let's quit it.
You'll be busy, plenty busy.
I don't like being busy, actually. I love looking at a day on my calendar. I'm like, oh, there's nothing scheduled
blank.
Today.
I
nothing
know.
Scheduled. Not one thing. I love it. This is my favorite day. And had one of those for a while. Mm. Anyway.
Thank your brother.
Yeah. Right. Even when there's nothing on my schedule, there's stuff on my schedule.
What are the plans for today?
I have a couple things to do today, so hopefully I'll wrangle my way out of that. But yesterday, I get home, and I'm settling in. It's so nice. I just, I love getting home, and I've taken care of everything I needed to do at work, and I come home and I get the laundry going, and because Wednesday's my laundry day, and I get that happening. I set my timer so I can go back in and, switch the laundry in an hour and fold the clothes. And I'm all ready, and I sit down and I start cutting fabric for a pattern that I've been wanting to do. And he comes over and he's like, hey, so we're going to go for a walk. So John already said he'd go. So let's get your.
This is your brother.
My brother comes over, and he's already made my husband agree to this. Mm-hmm. And so I look at my watch, and I'm like, I still have 50 minutes left before I have to change the laundry. He goes, 50 minutes, we're going to get blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, I give up. And I went in, and I got my shorts on, and I put my running shoes on, and off we go. So that was a solid hour play. And then at the end of the walk, he winds up at a sandwich shop. he's like, oh, we got to get a sandwich. He gets a big meatball sub. I'm like, well, so much for that walk. I mean, I guess we did it so he could have the meatball sandwich.
That was the intention.
I guess so.
The entire time.
Right. Anyway, I hope that you can make the December 11th or the December 12th shows work for you to see Childish Gambino, because that's when they're happening. And this is because he's got, there's something up with his foot. I've heard broken foot. I've heard bad sprain. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had been showing up at concerts in a wheelchair with a foot brace on anyway. And then this past Sunday, I think in Dallas, something happened. And about 30 minutes before the show was supposed to end, he just left the stage. Didn't even do Redbone. I mean, come on.
Whatever works for the guy. I mean, he's clearly someone who works hard and is super talented. You'd imagine the guy isn't someone who's all, oh, here's my chance to not work.
Right.
Like, he's not a lazy guy.
He clearly wants to be doing
stand up, singing, acting.
Probably bumming him out hard.
He's probably got a calendar filled. Speaking of a calendar filled.
Yeah, he thought he'd be done December 11th and 12th. Now it turns out he's got more shows to do.
Right.
Bill Cosby is about a day into his prison sentence. This place that he's at right now, which is some state facility, the brand new one, it's about 25 miles from his house.
Boy, celebrities, they have all the luck.
Well, that's not where he's going to stay.
Oh.
They don't even know where he's going to wind up. This place apparently is pretty nice. It just opened back in July, and it's, clean and
as
new.
As jails go.
Sure. It's still a jail the whole time. So he's less than a day in, and I guess that, he got to call his wife, so that's fun. And he bitched the whole time about how bad it is for him already. Someone threw a stale hot dog bun at him. So that was...
Another inmate?
Some other inmate, yeah. He said he was assaulted by another... And I guess, technically, that is assault.
Hot dog
or is it battery? I don't know. He threw a hot dog bun at him. This is according to Radar Online, so who knows where the hell they got this. I don't know. Did some guard take notes on the guys on Bill's end of the conversation?
That's the least of the things he should be worried about.
Yeah. Yes, that is among the small things. This is supposedly what he told his wife Camille. He called her from the joint. He added that he fell down some steps because no one was guiding him. Mm. Bill is legally blind.
Right. Yeah, I mean.
So he's fallen down the stairs.
I feel for him.
Had a hot dog.
Reason, but...
Sure. He also told his wife Camille, they took my cane, tie, and shoelaces because they think I'll harm myself. You can't have a cane in prison.
No.
I'm sorry. You might not just harm yourself.
But I thought they did leave him with his suspenders. Remember all the pictures, like the mugshots? And
they must have taken those away.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, but it was cute to see him. I was like, oh, look, he's in suspenders. Isn't that cute? I guess right after the sentencing, he took his tie off. Mm-hmm. He's just like, well, I'm not wearing this anymore. But he still had, you know, the old school suspenders on.
Yeah. I guess they were just holding up his pants.
I guess so. Guess so, you know. He begged Camille to do whatever she could to get him out as soon as possible. Mm. So we'll see if she's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll get right on that.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not happier there at all. So, and I have more Bill Cosby stuff, but we've got all day for that. Why load it on all at once? Can someone yell for Bryn? I need him to. You know what? Actually, if he can get in here fast enough, O.J. Simpson had some thoughts on Bill Cosby's stay in prison and how it's going to go. Is he coming in? Hey, do you have that O.J. Simpson stuff ready to go?
Yeah.
Excellent. Here's what it sounded like when O.J. Simpson stood in a windstorm and... All right.
That's from the golf course, I guess?
Apparently, from wherever
That's
it is.
That's correct, yes.
Oh, is it really on a golf course? That's hilarious. Yep. Of course it is. Very windy on golf courses. Guy should have gotten into the trees to do the interview. You know, they cut down the wind a little bit. So I find that sort of interesting. I've definitely heard that child offenders have a really hard time, but it seems like there would be a lot of rapists in jail that could form their own protection society. Because that's where they belong.
I don't know how that.
Yeah, I don't either. But you know what? You know who would know? O.J. Simpson.
Sure.
He's been to prison. Oh, bad things for Bill Cosby. Okay, so listen. Yeah. thank you, OJ, for that fine commentary. There are a lot of rule changes in the NFL. And look, there should be. Like, it's a violent sport and people are coming out of it with brain damage. The problem is that it is a rough game, and that's what the appeal of it is often, is that, you know, you watch these grown men get hit by other truck grown men and get rolled over. And I mean, I hate to say it, but that is part of what's awesome about football, is that it's a, you know, I hate to come out and say I want to see people get hurt, because that's not really it, but it's like, if I wanted to watch touch football, I'll start a game. Like, it's, you know what I mean? It's just,
well, look, they're caught. It's a multi-billion dollar business, and they're caught in a spot. The spot they're caught in is they've got an aging workforce that can prove they're hurt beyond belief from their time in the NFL. And then they've got these young people coming in who say, I want to make my money and my name in this league, and I don't want to be penalized, and I don't want to be seen. Some of these quarterbacks are even saying, look, you got to let them tackle us at least. I mean, I don't want to be considered a touch football player.
Right. But that's the thing. They are paying these quarterbacks and other, obviously, you know, there's lots of highly paid people on that field, but the quarterback is the cornerstone of your team and usually paid the most. The investment in this single person is just astronomical. Look at
Jimmy G.
$100 million.
Is now out, and our team has gone, we don't have an answer for the problem. We just
and people
got.
Are giving him crap for trying to get a couple extra yards.
Well, like, it's his fault. Yeah.
Well, right.
I want to give him
there
crap.
There it is.
Yes, he should have just turned out. Like, dude, turn out.
Yeah, you're playing a game that you could get seriously
that,
injured.
But
in.
That was him. There he is, just running. Like, you know, that's not even what we're talking about. We're talking about the hits. Look, and the NFL's guilty of it. They used to do it on ESPN. They used to have these features where they'd call him, he got jacked up, or I forget how they, but all the guys would yell it as the two players would collide, mm-hmm. and you'd hear the crunch and the see the bodies actually collide and flail backwards, and then the other players would be like, he got all jacked up, you know, like, you can't cheer that stuff anymore when you realize that someone's possibly changing the last 20 years of their life
mm-hmm.
for during that play.
Right. So there are so many rules now about what you can and can't do mm-hmm. to a quarterback that they're saying, you know, is the sack going to go away? Because how are you going to do that?
There it is. That they used to do that as a feature weekly on ESPN.
Fun.
Like the worst collisions. Here they are,
but
everyone.
That's the thing. I mean, that's what's great about the game. And it's, you know, it's, I totally see both sides of this.
It's not even this. They're just trying to find the middle point.
I know.
And so actually, I realize you're doing a story that's been, you know, it's in the news. And it, and right now there's a Clay Matthews is a guy who made two sacks in the last couple weeks. He plays for the Green Bay Packers. Visually, they're just they're tackles.
Yeah.
He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't. It didn't seem extra rough,
mm-hmm.
and yet they penalized the guy. And they're now everyone's looking at those tackles and saying, if they can't do that, then what can they do?
So now people are making memes and parody videos mocking the new guidelines on roughing the passer penalties and sacks. And Kevin Hart, who has a movie coming out tomorrow that Hooman is going to be reviewing at 9:15, he went on ESPN to talk about football and also to promote the fact that he's got this movie coming out. So he did a few demonstrations on how to properly sack a quarterback. All right, so they put a pillow on the ground, and now the guy is taking off his jacket to cover him.
And a blanket. There's
adorable.
A blanket on him now.
Isn't
too.
That adorable? Oh, now he needs a story.
Does that dude have a mohawk?
Which guy?
The white
didn't,
guy.
I didn't see it.
I was watching Kevin Hart.
No, he's bald.
Hey, real quickly, hey. Everyone, if you go to the Alice 973 Instagram, today, believe it or not, is morning show host day.
It is? Mm-hmm. Today is morning show? Oh, my God. What did you guys get us for our day?
We came to work.
Oh. Yeah, and we're supporting.
You do that every day. Burn. I want something good.
I got a nice little cutie for you.
Oh, well, I'll take it.
Okay.
All right, good.
So if you go to the Alice 973 Instagram, we posted a really adorable picture of Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, is that why you took that picture?
Now I get it.
All right.
All right, super. So that's on the Alice 973 Instagram?
Correct.
Did you put a little heart around us?
I pimped it out.
All
it
right, I'll
good.
Take a look at that.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Vinny looks very, very happy.
Vinny, what's coming up on the RAR?
Vinny.
Doesn't matter. There's a movie review today. So whatever I do, it's going to be worthless. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's almost Friday. It's 6:38 Thursday morning. Alice is supporting the 41st annual Mill Valley Film Festival. It's October 4th through the 14th. And right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to the October 4th opening night film screening at the Rafael Theater of A Private War, plus two tickets to the post-film gala at the Marin Country Mart at Larkspur Landing. So if you'd like to go to that, call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website. Here's what's happening. So the big event of the day is the Senate Judiciary Committee. They're going to hear from Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the woman who accuses Kavanaugh of trying to rape her when they were kids, or teens, I should say. So we'll finally see Christine Blasey Ford without sunglasses.
Mm. That one picture
of her
that's available.
Yeah, the one that's everywhere. So that is going to happen today. In fact, it's scheduled to start at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Our time. So I read a little bit about the setting. It'll be a small room. That was one of the things negotiated. You know, she's not a TV star, and she's not a politician.
I'm sure 3 months ago she didn't have any kind of inkling that something like this
was
going to happen.
So they, I guess, you know, they're the room is going to be smaller and it's going to be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. As it was described to me, I thought, well, they're going to be crammed in there. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, that starts at 7 o'clock today.
So as anything comes out of that,
and
I'm sure you'll be all over it.
Well, I think that it mostly won't. We'll talk about it mostly tomorrow is what will happen.
Right.
If you want, the New York Post did a story on her story and identified 8 big problems with her story. The Miami Herald published a column about why you should believe her.
Mm.
And there are already published opening statements for both people.
Oh.
Which I haven't read any of the things I just mentioned. I just thought if you're looking to do any background work in advance of seeing them, there's a couple options for you.
On the CBS News this morning, whatever the top of the hour report is, and I don't know if this has changed or whatever, they're saying two men have come forward and said, that was us. We were the two dudes.
Yeah, I heard that this morning too, and I thought, I was driving thinking, what did I just hear? Wait, what?
I know. So I don't
Here's
know
the problem
what will come of that, but
I've been having is that I see a lot of, I told you, I saw a story that said Kavanaugh stepping down, that he's going to, and then I saw, I couldn't find anything that
right.
would
corroborated
back that up
that.
And yeah. realized that never happened. So I'm just trying to be as careful as possible
well,
with
this
story.
Well, that's the problem. There's 50 zillion different sources reporting 50 zillion different things.
Every time we bring up a very serious story and then do what we do, which is speculate and get loose mm-hmm. with things, it gets us in trouble. So I'm going to just leave that
just
there.
Just the facts, man.
And let you decide as you watch it today at 7 o'clock. There's a second crack at the Salesforce Transit Center.
Not yay. That's not yay.
That wasn't the right sound.
Oh, wrong, no. Something
button.
That was like,
wrong
oh,
button.
No. Oh, ooh. Oh. You need to get one of those. Like, oh.
How about this one?
I don't know.
It
doesn't
sounds like
matter.
Bubbles.
I know
there.
That,
I don't know.
You know, here they are. They find a second crack at the Transbay Transit Center. It's going to stay closed through next week for further inspections. And, you know, all it does is make the city streets right now as this big event is happening, this
oh
Salesforce Dreamforce, it just makes the city streets
it's so much worse.
Useless.
Yeah. You know, speaking of hearing 50 million things from 50 million different sources, I've also heard talk that not only did they find this crack in the beam, but that there's been some crumbling concrete on the top portion.
I saw that from a texter who went and visited it
yeah.
personally.
Was like, this seems like it's crumbling. This was before they found the...
I didn't, you know, I saw that text and thought, maybe they went for that, you know, pre-finished look, pre-worked over.
Right.
What do they call that? Deconstructed.
Deconstructed. That's it.
Look, maybe.
I want my shirts to be constructed, not deconstructed. Right. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't know what to make all
and
of
I
that.
Like my, you know, things that are suspended over city streets to be constructed, not deconstructed.
It's a super huge bummer, though.
It's
so,
an incredible bummer.
They've been working on that for about 9 years.
9 years? Wow. So it was 1,000 years.
It's been the entire time I've been back, basically, because yeah. I started I have a way that I used to leave.
Yeah.
And I used to leave that way all the time. And then very shortly after getting back to here, that way was no longer
available to you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing what you do,
mm-hmm.
which is just take the Embarcadero
Relax.
And calm the hell down.
Relax. Ivan. What do you get in the middle lane?
Just.
Left
no,
lane.
I get in, yeah.
Oh,
I
far left lane will do it, huh?
Far left lane for yeah. her, yeah.
Do they
and
add?
I take that all the way to the San Mateo Bridge.
It doesn't do it. You just sit there.
You just sit. And if there's trouble, you're just pinned.
Yeah.
You're pinned.
That's you where just, you're at.
If you stay in that right lane, I mean, we talk about it all the day, all the ride shares, the Lyfts and the Ubers stop right there.
Right.
The buses stop right there. If there's an emergency, it stop right there. If there's construction, it stop right there. So I tell everyone, you stay in that number one lane and just be patient. You'll be fine.
So if you're in the no, because I always get in the middle lane because I'm like, I'm never sure if they're going to add a lane at
use your signals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I thought about this morning when I left my house. I'm like, I even put my signal on when I'm leaving the house. Like,
well, you want to let people know where you're going.
There's no cars in front of me behind me, but there I am using
There could be someone out walking their dog. They need to know you're making a right.
If you don't know what they're referencing, I mentioned yesterday at the end of the show, we got this Honda Pilot. Uh-huh. It's a... Although I paid for it. There's no shame there. That thing cost me a lot of money. But anyway, it's got this lane-changing feature or warning system. And I know a lot of these cars have them.
It might be called Lane Assist.
Lane Assist, whatever. The Mercedes that we've tested in the past have all had these, you know, unique features. But this one in particular, if you do not put your blinker on, it actually jerks the wheel from letting you change lanes.
Well, it thinks you're drifting.
So, yeah. So I'll, you know, I look, I'm clear. I go to, you know, change lanes to the right. I'm exiting car. And it bumps you back.
Oh, and do you have to, like, fight with it? Like, you can override it?
You can override it, but I'm telling you, it actually physically, the wheel bumps back into the lane. I hate it.
It can be kind of scary.
I had to disable it because I
just
do not.
Use a blinker. And it works.
It's clear. I'm alone. I don't need a blinker in this moment.
You might need it.
You know what I don't need is my wheel forcing me the other way.
Well, if you were ever drifting off to sleep land.
I don't. Mm-hmm. That's not a problem. I got a lot of problems, but falling asleep behind the wheel isn't one of them. Speeding.
Be good for texters, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's issues, but that ain't
it's
one of them.
Against the law, too.
Right.
It's a law. You have to use it. It's a law. Did you hear that lady?
I did hear her, but I didn't see your lips move, and it made my head spin.
Yeah, that was just some lady.
I love this next story. Okay. It's fun.
All right.
The doobie weed is important, you know, I mean, to the people who smoke it. You never want to run out. I always, in my day, wanted to be stocked up when I could. I just never had any money. And then I also smoked it regularly, so it was always...
gone.
In short supply. A group of teenagers broke into a marijuana dispensary in Colorado Springs around 1 in the morning yesterday. They drove a stolen van through the front door and grabbed a bunch of weed out of the displays.
Oh.
And then they took off.
They ran for it.
With all the weed. Oh, we got it.
It's great.
Except they actually put oregano in the display cases for this very reason. So, the people that robbed the dispensary got away with oregano.
Oh my
they
God.
Got home, lit up.
Why aren't we getting high, bro? This stuff smells great.
The cops are trying to track them down now, but
the
weed store doesn't put the real stuff in the display cases, so whoopsie.
That's hilarious.
I know. I love it. I can hear... the teenagers in their little group meeting as they're thinking about all the weed they're gonna get. Oh my God, we'll be smoking all year. And then they get home.
Those poor things.
Oh.
We bought some weed from some dude off the street one time and it was a bag of oregano.
I got in Santa Ana where I was growing up in Orange County. Santa Ana was the place you went to get stuff. It was super, actually a really dangerous part of town. There was lots of gangs. And lots of boarded up houses that ended up being used for, you know,
distribution
drug
centers.
Sales. Right, exactly right. And they've changed all the time because they were always getting busted. And they would even put them in these little cul-de-sacs where just driving down there was an idiot move. Just like, what are you doing?
She's driving onto a dead end street. 16
year old in a
no
broken down
out.
Car.
Yeah.
Hello,
come
sir.
On in,
here's my
boy.
$5. But yeah, we got ripped off all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Nothing you can do about it.
Well, what are you going to do? Go back and fight
somebody? Hey, you sold me some bunk dope.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Too bad that was your last $5.
Yeah, well, there's no one to tell.
It's so funny now.
Your allowance came next week.
I can afford weed now, and I'm just not interested. I'm actually kind of bummed that it wasn't legal when I was a kid. That would have been fun.
So real quick, I want to mention the A's as they've got a playoff appearance coming. And so yesterday I was at home, I don't know, late afternoon, and I put on the A's game. I was going to sit with my youngest daughter and watch her while the missus went and did some things. And I'm watching the game, and we're winning. Oh my God, the A's are winning. Look at that. It's 8-5, I think. The missus comes home and I hand her the baby. I'm going to go shower. It's a big night. We've got Big Brother and Survivors.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Opening
all the
episode.
Stuff. Right.
I come back and the A's had lost somehow 10-8. And I'm like, what the hell? How bad? And then another game comes on and I'm like, wait a minute. It's the A's are playing again. So what I did was I watched yesterday's game. Apparently, they replay.
Oh.
So the A's won last night,
Yay!
Everyone.
Oh, that's great news.
To my dismay, the A's won their game yesterday, 9-3 in Seattle. They've got a day off today and play down south tomorrow against the Angels.
I was
Go
thinking,
A's.
Wow, that's the same score as yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. I'm so dumb. I didn't realize I was watching yesterday's replay. Whatever. They got the game today. Yesterday, though, 9-3. Congratulations. Here come the playoffs, everyone.
I know. Right around Yay! The corner. It's baseball's best time of the year.
Real quick, speaking of sports, too, it's Rams-Vikings tonight if you're into the NFL. Did you watch both our favorite shows last night?
I certainly did.
Are they coming up in the trash?
Some point we will talk about them, yes.
Excellent. All right, I'll do a couple texts then.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Let's see. Sarah.
Yara.
I shot water out my nose yesterday when you reported vanilla pudding was on Bill Cosby's menu.
Oh.
LOL.
Well, pudding sounds like the thing for him. That was his big deal. God, I used to love Bill Cosby so much.
I know. We all did.
It's just so sad. Like, there have been plenty of celebrities who've fallen from grace and... Jello pudding pops.
It's sad for the victims. Forget him.
It's sad for me, because my hero is gone.
Yeah.
But yes, of course, it's much sadder for the victims than it is for him. I feel sad that I was deluded into thinking that he was this amazing person.
So that's it. We bought it. We buy it, and we just go all in on someone, whatever they're selling us, and we think, oh, isn't that person
you
great?
You even discount horrible fantastic. Things you might hear about them.
And then you're just such a, like, what am I? I'll just buy anything anybody sells me. I'm so stupid.
But everybody bought it. I console myself thinking clearly people knew and more people knew as time went on, but I didn't know, and it's, most of us didn't. It just doesn't matter. It's just so awful. I just wanted him to be the person I thought he was.
Right.
That's all.
Well, for me, I fall for it with Tiger Woods. I fall for it with even Johnny Depp. I'm like, he can't be that bad, can he? And then we hear video of him screaming, drunkenly screaming. You go, oh, my God.
That is so ugly.
He's a rat, too.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, I think the reason it hurts so acutely with Bill Cosby is because he's, like you were saying yesterday, like that guy was around me my entire life. Like when I was little, my dad had those albums. You'd sit and listen to the comedy albums. And
I checked him out from the El Camino Real library.
Right.
And brought him home and put him on and sat there. And
then there's Fat Albert. And then there's the Cosby Show, which was just a beloved. I mean, I loved that show. And it's been in reruns ever since. And he was just this guy that turns out he was just awful. So I feel bad for me. And, of course, for his victims. I don't feel bad for him at all. Like, rotten jail.
916 says, I love Sarah and Vinny, but my compliments to the music menu.
Oh.
Jane, the chef, is doing a great job.
Jane, you're doing a great job.
So I just thought that was a nice thing for
That's
them
a very
to say.
Nice thing
Way to
say.
Go, 916, with your compliments. Mm. You're the one.
Hey, I have an
right,
email.
Right, Yuzi?
Right, Vinny.
Right.
I have an email here that you said, please read. Do you know this person?
I don't, but
it's sweet.
We've been emailing back and forth all week.
Oh.
And he did not want us to say his name. I think I did not put his name on
Is it Bill
there.
Or Daryl?
Well, you put the dad's name in. Is
dad's
that okay?
Dad's name is fine.
All right.
Yeah.
So Sarah, Vinny, and you said, I'm hoping you could wish my dad, Clay, a happy birthday this Thursday. Growing up, we would listen to your show every morning when he would drive me to school. Sometimes I'd just stay in the car an extra few minutes so I could finish hearing the story you guys were talking about. I'm now 22.
Oh.
I want to wish him a happy birthday and a healthy and happy upcoming year. Thank you so much, Alice family. Happy birthday, Clay. Mm. Thank you for listening. Thank you for raising the next generation of Alice listeners. That is, of course, your job when you have kids is to, you know, teach them about Alice and Sarah and Vinny. We need that next generation.
Yeah,
keeps
we do.
Us going.
Yes,
do you
we
like
do.
Us? You raise your kids on us.
This right. one just came in 650 right before. Hi, Morning Show family. Today is my birthday. Can you give a shout out to my husband, Adam, who is my John, and tell him to slap, slap, slap. Thank you. I don't know what that means.
Maybe he mushroom slaps her a lot.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's go with that.
So she just wanted, that must be a sexual thing that they say to each other, because it sounds sexual. I don't know why. But I bet it's funny for him to hear us saying slap, slap, slap. Slap, slap, slap. Well, you know that sound.
I don't. What is that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just hand clapping.
That's weird. Oh. Just a little hand clapping. He's like, oh, good job.
Maybe he slaps her booty.
Maybe. Slap, slap, slap. Happy birthday. And happy birthday to you if it's your birthday, too. Hey, I've got some music news coming up.
All right.
A big festival that's coming back. And some Metallica news. All things Metallica after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.